This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has referred the One Nation, One Election, ONOE, bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for wider consultations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah told Lok Sabha that Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself suggested the bill should be sent to the JPC as there should be a detailed discussion over it at every level. Mr. Shah's statement came amid an uproar in the Lok Sabha as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal tabled the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill 2024 to enable simultaneous polls. Soon after the bills were introduced in the Lok Sabha, the opposition party leaders registered the objections with the bill. While introducing the bills in the lower house of parliament, Mr. Meghwal had said that the government is ready to send ONOE to the JPC. He also termed the objection to ONOE bills as political in nature. The two bills are aimed at holding Lok Sabha and State Assembly elections simultaneously in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will bring Uniform Civil Code UCC in every state under its rule as the party did in Uttarakhand. Concluding the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the 75 years of adoption of the Constitution, Mr. Shah launched a scathing attack on the Congress for failing to implement the UCC across the country. The Home Minister accused the Congress of appeasement politics and asked the party to clarify why there should not be a common law for every religion in a secular nation. Mr. Shah also lashed out at the Congress over his allegations concerning electronic voting machines, EVM, saying some of those who made complaints about the results in Maharashtra celebrated it in Jharkhand, where JMM-led INDIA bloc won the assembly elections. The debate on 75 years of the Constitution started in Rajya Sabha on Monday and lasted 2 days. Lok Sabha held the debate last week. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Testing Agency NTA will conduct only competitive entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and will not hold any recruitment exams. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that the idea is to conduct error-free exams and fix accountability. Mr. Pradhan said education and health ministries are deliberating on whether to conduct the medical entrance exam, NEET UG, in pen and paper mode or online mode. The minister said that detailed modalities for NEET UG is likely to be announced in 2 to 3 weeks. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said that the government has given special emphasis on cultural development and unity, along with infrastructure development, economic development and agriculture. Briefing media New Delhi this morning, the minister said that the languages of the country are an important base for the nation's unity and cultural history. Speaking about the country's historical diversity, Mr. Reddy said India has 121 prominent languages and nearly 1600 dialects. He added that the languages are not only a mode of communication, but also important heritage of knowledge, culture and traditions. Mr. Reddy also mentioned that the Union Government has taken initiatives to preserve and protect languages and dialects as languages are important medium for empowerment and personal expression. Indian Institute of Technology Kharagpur ranked second in India in the latest QS World University Rankings Sustainability 2025. The institute jumped ahead 147 places in comparison to its 2024 performance to become the 202nd university in the world, 23rd in Asia and 2nd in India. It has been ranked in environment research, environment sustainability, knowledge exchange, employability, opportunity and governance. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will take part in the India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Doval will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative's SR talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the severe category with an air quality index AQI of 441 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the national capital have breached the 450 AQI levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.